And welcome to the Diagnosis Infertility Podcast, where tears, encouragement, and laughter will fill your soul. My name is Andrea, and my medical chart reads infertility. But I prefer to think of myself as an IVF warrior. Because even though I now have two little humans in my house, that diagnosis not only has stayed on my medical chart, but continues to drive who I am. And when I was in the thick of it, it controlled who I was. I hated my body. I did not take care of myself. My mindset was totally off and I obsessed about getting pregnant. And maybe you can connect with that too. If so, this podcast is for you. Here, it's all about real talk and giving you validation in that annoyingly real and raw emotion through this journey. As a health and life coach, I not only want to share my journey, but set you up with success as you navigate your own fertility struggles. Buckle up, lady, because here we go.
Hey guys, welcome back to Infertility. Welcome back to Diagnosis Infertility. And oh my gosh, don't you guys just get sick of infertility? Talking about it, seeing it, living it, dreaming it, watching it on Instagram fold out in all the obnoxious and weird ways, because I kind of am. I'm on the other side of the infertility trenches. I'm past infertility, but I'm still dealing with the stupid trauma of infertility. It doesn't matter how much time I've spent on myself and how much work I've put into it, because I've put in a lot. It's still there and it's still lingering. And holy crap, have I made it a significant ways. But I still get rocked by people telling me that they're pregnant because they had sex. Again, I'm going to just talk about that all the time. People having sex for fun and getting pregnant still just pisses me off. Okay. What I want to talk to you about today is not having sex to get pregnant and what God thinks about that, because I know I personally really struggled with this part of my journey was what stigma that Christians had against IVF or any fertility treatment for that matter, that it was playing God, that we were stepping on his toes. And I want to talk more about that struggle that we have, that feeling, that question that we have. Is God okay with IVF? And my true, honest opinion, without holding back, is I believe God is 100% okay with IVF. I believe he's 100% okay with fertility treatments. I believe that he set forth a series of events that would bring this into creation, any of this, the science behind fertility. And by the way, I will say this over and over again. I'm equal parts tree hugger and essential oils and all things natural. And I am equal part science. I totally believe in science. Science created my two babies that I have here on Earth that are Earthside with me. And I truly believe in the research and the data. So I believe in science just as much as I believe in God, just as much as I believe in all the natural, holistic things that we can do. I believe in it all. So anyway, that's just my side note, because I feel so much like it's one or the other. And you know what? Shoot me up with all the vaccines, but I'm also going to eat all whole foods. It's like the people who changed all their cleaning products in their house to all natural cleaners and still feed themselves macaroni and cheese from a box. Okay. Right? Those are my people. We've talked about this, right? My people work out, but also drink wine. They love to eat healthy, but will also take down a plate of nachos. It's both. It's always both with me. Equal parts water, equal parts indulgent. I do not believe that IVF is playing God. I do not believe that I'm taking matters into my own hands and controlling my destiny. I do not believe any of this. So I wanted to unpack this a little bit with you guys, because I was talking with someone and mentoring or supporting her through her IVF journey. It's a really cool little program that I got set up with. And the second question she asked me, the first one was finances, and we pinned that. We'll talk about that later. So the second question she asked me was regarding being a Christian and going through IVF. So she was nervous about stepping on God's plan for her life and taking things into her own hands for a bit. And I get this. I totally get this, because I can see how we might think that's us being able to control the situation and playing God. And in a sense, yes, but in a deeper sense, no. Because we still have no control over what happens with IVF. We still have no control over how many eggs are retrieved, how many eggs are fertilized, the quality of the sperm, the quality of the egg, right? We can do a lot of things that help support us in being successful, but we still have no control over it. We can be as perfect as we can be, as we want to be in the protocol. That doesn't mean it's going to work. So I don't believe you're actually stepping on God's toes or his plan in any capacity, because we still don't have control over it anyway. It doesn't matter if you are going through IVF and you're perfect with your protocol. You're not God. So for us to think that we're stepping on his plan and on his toes is really quite silly if you think about it, because that's us thinking that we're controlling this when we're still not controlling it. We're just doing something to help propel us towards having a family. So I wanted to unpack this a little bit with you guys, because the Bible doesn't really talk about IVF because, well, the science wasn't there yet. But the Bible does talk about other things in relation to following God, his plan, and going forth and making disciples of all nations. So does that mean go have sex and reproduce like rabbits? No. It means that go forth and share the good news. And I feel like you creating offspring can also fall into this category too. So we're just going to fly with it. We're just going to go with it. I honestly, though, remember feeling this way too. The uncertainty. What will God think? What does God think? All the things that I really can't get out of my head because it's flying through my head. So what is God going to think? Am I playing God? Am I stepping on his toes? Does he agree with this? If he isn't creating my baby, it's so not natural. Okay, but either as a heart transplant or chemo or insert whatever medical intervention and or health thing that we do. Like, can we talk about Twinkies? Twinkies should not be allowed to be on the market because the amount of chemicals in Twinkies could, like, I don't know, clean a stove or something, because it's ridiculous. They don't expire. They just stay exactly how they are. Anyway, so we're talking about things that are not natural. So we still have Twinkies. We still eat Twinkies. Do we feel guilty about eating Twinkies? I don't know. Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. We were kids. We ate Twinkies. It was fine. But what I'm getting at is it felt so not natural to be creating a baby this way. So I was thinking these things. And really, in the heart of pondering what was next, so really thinking about what were we doing, I was moving forward with each step for IVF, and I couldn't help but think that this wasn't right. Are we doing the right thing? Is God going to be okay with this? And then we went to this amazing sermon at church. I can still remember who was preaching, what he was wearing. I can remember where we sat and what I was experiencing, but for the life of me, I cannot remember what the verse was on. But what I was experiencing was this incredible sense of peace, of moving forward, of knowing that we were 100% on the right path and God was 100% behind us, and he was going to hold us and he was going to cherish us and he was going to guide us. And it was still going to be freaking hard, but I felt so crystal clear about my direction. It was completely insane. So I had this incredible sense of peace in moving forward. And I knew this was our plan, that we were going to do IVF and that God was going to be in total alignment with this. So I've been looking up a little bit of what this verse could have been, and I feel like it seems right. It feels right to me, but I feel like it was Colossians 1, 15 and 16. So that was Colossians 1, verses 15 and 16. And I'm not going to read it to you, but what it talks about is it talks about that all things were in heaven and earth were created through him and for him. So to this, when we were talking about what I remember of our pastor up on stage preaching, he was wearing this like teal shirt, and we were sitting over from the stage in the upper right corner. And I remember him saying, everything in heaven on earth, the authority that was created, the powers, the thrones, everything was created in heaven through him and for him. That, to me, how I interpreted that, with, like I said, without any doubt, was that he created scientists to create IVF for those of us who need it. Right? I believe that he created that authority. Even if people don't believe in God, even if these scientists don't believe in God, I still believe that God uses them for his good, because that's what I believe. And after this, I had never felt so at peace with what we were about to do. And I knew, you guys, I knew it was going to be successful. I didn't know what success looked like at the time, but I just knew this was going to be powerful and amazing. And I just knew it. And I honestly wish I could tell you otherwise. I wish I could support you and encourage you, for those of you who are like, oh my gosh, I don't know if this is going to work. That's okay. Everyone has a different experience. I mean, I knew I was going to marry Mark before I even liked him, right? So we all have different experiences. And for me, I just knew that this was going to be a success. Was I certain that I was going to have babies? Not necessarily. But success for me in that moment looked like was that this is going to be powerful. And you guys, it so was. I know that my babes are going to absolutely change the world. They are full of energy and busy and delightful, and they are not going to take shit from anyone, and they're going to change this world. But I also know my work isn't done yet, and I am currently working through that with my therapist. Why I just can't seem to let go of those embryos, because, you know, I want to parent them. I want to control them. I want to make sure that they're safe. Like, and only I, right now, this is my truth, only I can do that. And the disturbance is going down for me. Like, it's going down. I'm able to now think through and work through it a little bit more. But I was so resistive to letting go of them. But I feel very called to give my babies up for adoption, for it to be a frozen, or what do they call them, a snowflake baby. And as we enter here into infant and pregnancy loss awareness, I'm starting to get a little bit more of what's happening in my brain. And you guys, I honestly consider my embryos kids. So I'm working through giving my kids up for adoption. And I'm still mourning the two embryos that I lost, the two kids I lost. And I didn't realize these were things I was working on, or these were things I was holding on to as part of my trauma, until my therapist called me out on it twice last week in the same session, no doubt. So here is my relation to you this week. That is, if you are in the trenches of infertility and you are pausing or questioning or highly nervous or scared because you are worried about what God will think of you, or if it's okay, or this or that, you just know. He 100% created the science through him and by him. And he is okay with IVF. That doesn't mean it's just going to work. There still might not be a baby on the other side. We don't know that, but God is still here in those moments. And if you are past the infertility trenches, maybe you've done IVF, maybe you are, you know, maybe you are one of those peoples who got her on and got pregnant naturally after a little romp in the bed, but maybe you're still traumatized by your experience with infertility. Your takeaway here is that God still created everything on heaven and on earth. Like wine. He turned water into wine. And not just any crappy junk wine, but amazing wine. So your takeaway here is that let's have a toast of delicious red wine to the big man upstairs, because A, wine, and B, fertility treatments. So seriously, let's raise your freaking glasses tonight.
Thank you for pressing play today. If you found value in today's episode, or feel that someone in your life could use a burst, share this episode on social media. Don't forget to tag me in it so I can give you a shout out. Or send it to your husband, a friend, or even your mom right now. Sometimes we need to share what resonates with us so other people can understand too. And remember, maybe it's time to stop being afraid of what can go wrong and start being excited about what can go right. You've got this. You are doing a great job. Until next time.